Today's Tanya for the 19th day of Tishrei, Yutes Tishrei, is in Igeres HaKedesh, Simen Chof Beis. It's on Daf Kuf Lamed Hei Omed Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 522. The Rebbe began this part of the Simen, this part of the letter, by saying that because of all the work and occupation or preoccupation that has encircled me like water and has burdened the Rebbe, he can't write all that his heart feels. So he is briefly putting down a few words on the subject of davening and of Avas Yisrael. So he says that that the Chassid should overcome all the obstacles from within and from without to be able to apply himself to davening, and to do it on the level that is called Zetzayin Yizayov, the will of the God-fearing, of the person who is God-fearing. And this is a level of Aveda that is higher than Seichel. It is a devotion that transcends Seichel, and it is described as the Am Kshei Erev, the stiff-necked people. This Aveda that overcomes all obstacles and cannot be discouraged, cannot be defeated, this is called the Am Kshei Erev as a positive virtue. And that's why when Moshe wanted to gain forgiveness for the Jews, he says, forgive them for their sins because they are a stiff-necked people. Because forgiveness also comes from a level that is above Seichel. Seichel, Chochma, demands justice. But forgiveness comes from a place higher than Seichel. And so Moshe Rabbeinu was saying that since the Eden serve God on a level higher than Seichel, Am Kshei Erev, therefore God should respond measure for measure and treat them also on a level higher than Seichel, which is the level of forgiveness. Now we continue on, four lines from the bottom. And another thing that I demand. Earlier, when he was talking about davening, the Alter Rebbe said, I come only as a reminder, to remind people of that which they already know. But when it comes to Avas Yisrael, between man and man, here the Rebbe demands. So another thing that I demand, Mima'alaschem, from you worthy people, Shalelahashlich Dvarei Achadechem, to not cast these words, my words, behind you, Asher Arachti Siach, which I have spelled out at length, and that is Liyes Kol Ish Yashar, that every person should be upright. Heilech betumei, and to go with integrity, with sincerity. Kasher also lekimesa adam yashar, as God made man. God created us straight, upright. The leilavakish cheshbeinei serabim me'alileis mitzadei gever u'machsheveis adam v'tachbuleisav. Straight or upright means without scheming, to not pursue the pretexts and the devices and the schemes that man tends to get involved with. And that is concerning another person, to accept the other person for what he is and not scheme or look for devices for analyzing or second guessing the motives of the other person. Kizu melech shamayim hi, because this, judging another person's motives, is a job for heaven. This is God's job. Because God knows one's innermost thoughts and one's innermost motivations. V'lei melech es basar v'dam, but it is not a job for a human being to try to fathom the other person's motivations. Instead, we have to believe with a total faith the mitzvahs chazal in the instruction of the sages. To be humble before every person in general. You don't have to go seeking out reasons, faults in yourself and virtues in someone else in order to feel humble compared to him, but to do it in a general way. You're supposed to feel humble before all people. Ki yitziva milso, because the fact is true, the sokin pizgama, and the expression is correct, shekol echad misukan mechaveri, that every person is improved by his friend. In other words, by feeling humble towards the other person, he is completed. The first person is completed by the other person when he feels humble to the second person. All Jews have to be as one person, as one being, just as a person is composed, is put together of many limbs, and if there should be a separation between the limbs, God forbid, that would affect the heart itself, because it is from the heart that all life comes. The same is true also in the connection that a Jew has to the Shechina, which is the heart of the Jew, that the heart is healthy only when all the limbs are together. But if the limbs get separated, that affects the Shechina itself. And so there's a connection here between the Avas Yisrael and the davening, the Aveda of davening described earlier, because davening means connecting to the Shechina, connecting oneself to the Shechina, and this can only happen effectively and successfully when all Jews are together as one being. Im kein anachnu hiyes kulanu ki ish echad mamosh, and therefore we who are in fact as one person, tikein ha'aveda belev, then the aveda of the heart, which is the davening, can be established properly and can be done effectively. U'michlalahin, etc. And from the positive, we can infer the negative. By being together, the davening is effective. By being separated, the connection to the Shechina is negatively affected. And that's why it says that the ultimate service is when we serve God as one. Alkein, hu vayedidai, and therefore, my beloved dear ones, no veno, please, please, litzeyach b'chol nefesh, leva nefesh, make every effort with all your heart and all your soul, litkeya ahavas ve'ehu b'libe, to implant love for a fellow Jew in your heart. The ish es zoas ve'ehu, and the evil in your friend, al tachshevu b'levavchem ksiv, it says you should not consider it in your heart. Don't consider, don't pay attention to the evil in the other person. V'leital alev la'ilam, and not only should you not pursue the thought, but don't even permit it to arise in the heart to begin with. V'imtala, and if it does arise, since we're talking about a Beinoni, whose heart is not in his control, therefore the thought can present itself, in spite of the Beinoni's objections, so if it does arise, yehadfena melibe, he should dispel it, he should push it out of his heart, ki hindeif oshon, as the wind dispels the smoke. Exactly as you would do if you had a thought of idolatry. If some thought to serve an idol or some idolatrous thought would arise in the mind of a Jew, he would dismiss it immediately and totally, because it's completely unthinkable, nonsense. In the same way, you have to completely dismiss the thought of evil in someone else. How can we compare seeing a fault in someone to idolatry? The fact is that the Gemara in fact says that the sin of Lashon Hara, which is basically seeing evil in someone else, is comparable to all three sins for which one must choose to die rather than commit: idolatry, adultery, and murder. Im b'dibur kach, and if the Gemara there is referring to Lashon Hara in speech, but if it's true in speech, then how much more so in thought? Ukvar neidah l'kol chacham lev, and every wise person already knows, yisrein hechsher hamachshava al hadibur hen l'teva hen l'mutav. It is well known that the effect of thought is much greater than the effect of speech, both in the positive and the negative. When a person thinks a good thought, it has a much deeper positive effect than good speech. And when a person thinks a negative thought, a bad thought, it is more destructive than the person who speaks bad words. And that's simply because the garment of thought is much more intimate, much closer to the nefesh than is speech. And so the more delicate the garment is, the greater is its effect, and the more devastating is the damage or the blemish caused in that garment. So thought being a more refined, a more delicate garment, it is more easily damaged, and its effect is felt more deeply. So if in speech, Lashon Hara is equal to Avodah Zarah, then certainly in thought, it should be treated the way you would treat a thought of Avodah Zarah. Ba'ashem hatev ha-mevarech es-amei ba-sholem, and God, who is good, who blesses his people with peace, yosim aleichem sholem, should bring peace to you, among you, v'chayim ad ha-olam, and you should live forevermore, k'nefesh ehavam ne'emon, or ehav nafsham, melev nefesh, as is the desire. Nefesh is sometimes translated to mean will, the desire. Kenefesh, as is the will of Ehavon, not Nemon, of their faithful, the one who loves them faithfully, the Altar is referring to himself, Melev Nefesh, from heart and soul. Or Ehav Nafsham, the one who loves their Nefesh, Melev Nefesh, from heart and soul. In the Hayem Yem, for the 19th of Tishrei, the Rebbe writes, it's written that all through the year, when saying Shemayna Esrei, in the Shemayna Esrei, and all the varieties of its produce for the good, one should have in mind wheat for matzah and the Esreg for Sukkos. That when we ask God to bless the produce, that we should have a good harvest, what we should have in mind is that there should be the wheat for matzah, and that there should be an esek for Sukkos. Elsewhere it also says wine for Kiddush. And then, automatically, all the produce, the stuff that we use for other purposes, will also be for the good.